In this season of political transition, some faces will not change. There are important officers in every government agency who connect one administration to the next.
One of those people has weathered what may be the most tumultuous period in the Justice Department's history. Glenn Fine has been the department's chief watchdog for the last 8 years.
He's 5'9" tall. That doesn't matter if you're the Justice Department's inspector general, but it did matter when he was at Harvard in the late 70s.
He was one of the smoothest, silkiest point guards that any of us had ever seen. He was on the basketball team.
Team captain, in fact. This is Fine's college friend, Eric Mandelbaum.
It was really one of the best-looking jump shots I ever saw. And the backspin on the ball, the arc of the ball, and the way it would hit the inside of the net and the net would pop up. I mean, it was really something to behold.
Fine and Mandelbaum met at the beginning of their freshman year. They'd both come from public schools. And as Mandelbaum struggled to adjust, he says Fine was confident and welcoming.
There are a few people who will stand out that you meet over the course of Harvard who are, you know, really exceptional. And Glenn was one of those.
Fine won a Rhodes Scholarship. He went to Oxford, then Harvard Law School. He moved to Washington to work as a lawyer, and in the mid-1990s, he applied for a job working for Michael Bromwich. Bromwich was then Inspector General at the Justice Department.
I'd seen his resume, which was an extraordinarily impressive resume, but the one thing I'd never seen on anybody else's resume was that he had been drafted by the San Antonio Spurs.
Bromwich hired Fine to be the office's first special investigative counsel. Soon, Fine was running a whole investigative unit. When Bromwich decided to step down after 5 years, he says it was natural to recommend Glenn Fine to succeed him. But no one knew just how big Fine's task would become.
Glenn has had to deal with a series of challenges and issues that I think not only exceed what I faced, but probably have exceeded what any inspector general in any agency has faced over a long period of time.
Fine's team has issued reports on harsh interrogations at Guantanamo Bay, on the Justice Department's politicized hiring of career lawyers, on the FBI's abuse of national security letters. The inspector general's most recent opus was more than 350 pages on the dismissal of U.S. attorneys. And he has other major investigations still in the works. There's one about the Civil Rights Division, and another that focuses on the president's domestic spying program. His reports are often brutal. They have eviscerated the Justice Department's leadership. But Republicans rarely attack Glenn Fine, even though Fine was a Clinton appointee. Mark Corallo is a Republican strategist who was chief spokesman for Attorney General John Ashcroft.
In a lot of cases, evidence is evidence and the proof is the proof, and you had people who were not behaving properly or there was waste or fraud or abuse of the system, and it was quantifiable. You could see it. You're not going to hear a lot of complaints when the behaviors are admittedly bad.
When Fine testifies before Congress, lawmakers from both parties treat him as a hero. Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania is the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Glenn Fine has done an outstanding job as Inspector General.
He sees Fine's success as a combination of good performance and good timing.
Fine has had more opportunities, and he's been more visible and had more of a chance to prove his mettle.
Fine's reports essentially explain in detail how the Justice Department went off the rails over the last few years. But Glenn Fine says he does not think about the magnitude of his work.
We try and do our job. We try and do it as fairly and aggressively as we can. We take each issue as it comes, and we try and be as thorough as possible. So we don't stop and say, oh, this is a historic time or tumultuous time. Each one has its own challenges, and we just try and move forward with them.
He's the longest-serving inspector general in the Justice Department's history, and he says he has no plans to leave. After all, Fine says, in this job, you're fortunate to be able to do only what you think is right.